USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna has started the process to gain full approval from the Food and Drug Administration for its two-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The company announced Tuesday that it's begun submitting data from several studies on its shot. Moderna's vaccine has been administered in the United States under an emergency use authorization from the FDA, with more than 124 million doses having been given out so far. The company said it also plans on asking for an emergency use authorization this month for use in children ages 12 to 15. Pfizer received authorization for the same age group last month. And an off-duty Los Angeles firefighter shot and killed one colleague and wounded another. The shooting occurred Tuesday morning in the Agua Dulce area near Santa Clarita. Investigators say the man killed was a 20-year veteran of the department, and the injured firefighter was a captain who was airlifted from the scene. The suspect allegedly returned to his home near the station after the shooting. When police arrived, they found the home on fire and the suspect dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has threatened to veto the budget for the state legislature following a walkout by Democratic lawmakers ahead of a vote on an election security bill. The state's lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick, is defending the governor's actions, telling Fox News that walking out on a vote isn't how democracy works.
The reason for the governor's action to say, if you don't come back at all for a special session, we're going to stop your salaries, which are $600 a month for legislators. That's not the key. It's for all their staff. They'd have to fire all of their staff. And so we have a bill or a rule in Texas bill that says if a speaker or the lieutenant governor, I control the Senate, believes Democrats or anyone would walk, we could lock the doors to keep them in, or we can send the state police to get them back. But the speaker of the House, and this is the second part of this bill, the Speaker of the House told the Democrats earlier that evening he would not lock the doors, he would not send the state police, and then he didn't set this bill until 4 hours to go till midnight, which made it easy for them to walk out.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Fibbies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The world's largest meat supplier is the latest major company to be the victim of a cyber attack. JBS has reportedly shut down its 9 beef plants in the United States after a ransomware attack affected operations. The White House confirmed on Tuesday that the company received a ransom demand from a criminal organization likely based in Russia. Congressman Jim Langevin believes that Congress and the White House need to put pressure on countries like Russia that turn a blind eye to cyber criminals acting within their borders. The Rhode Island Democrat tells CNBC that the consequences from these attacks could become more serious if the U.S. doesn't stand up.
President Biden and the Congress need to make it clear to other countries, particularly Russia, that there's a price to pay if they're going to look the other way and allow criminal organizations like what happened with Colonial or the JBS ransomware attack to just act with impunity, that there's a price to pay, because this is getting more and more serious. And my concern is, at what point does it then hit critical infrastructure that it does not only damage to our economy, but this, if this had been a natural gas pipeline, for example, that gets shut down in the dead of winter through a ransomware attack and it leads to loss of life.
And President Biden will meet with West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito on Wednesday as the two sides continue to try to hammer out a compromise on an infrastructure spending bill. Capito said over the weekend that she's hopeful for an agreement on the bill, but the White House says that time is running out for a compromise. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Tuesday that the administration wants to see a clear direction on advancing the bill by next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.